Did you know Super Awesome Mix has an app? Go to the Apple App Store today and download Super Awesome Mix. It's free. You could start creating and sending your own digital mixtapes in just a few clicks. Also, there's links to our Instagram account and a link where you can follow your favorite podcast. Speaking of which, welcome back to another Super Awesome Mix. My name is Matt Sidholm, alongside my co-host and co-founder, Samer Abusalbi. Samer, how are we doing this week?
Good. How are you doing this
week? You know, I'm doing great. Doing great. This is our last new episode of 2023. Last new episode of season three of the show. What's not to feel good about?
I know, incredible. Another amazing season in the books. Thank you all for listening. And that'll do it. We're going to have no mix today, right? I don't really want to go through what? Your song.
Oh, we're only 30 seconds in. I thought
that no, was I'm not just kidding.
What I just had on my kidding. Sheet.
Don't touch that dial. I think it's funny when people still say things like that, right? Because there are no dials anymore that you're going to touch. Like, pretty much everything's becoming a touchscreen.
Yeah, touchscreen. We need that. Yeah, don't tap that next arrow, or don't right. close this out, or don't X this out, or there's more to come. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it's not as good. But yeah, so, you know, last week we went through my top 12 songs of 2023. So, of course, this year or this week we are doing Matt's 12 songs of 2023. And just as that episode went, I will be counting them down. So the first song will be his 12th pick, and then the 12th song will be his best of 2023. So pretty exciting to wrap up the season this way. This was a lot of fun that we did in the first season. And honestly, I look forward to it every single year. And I think about it all throughout the year on what's going to make the best of mix.
Yeah, as to what's going to end up at the top of the list. And it's also fun to go back. I mean, my first pass through, I think I had something like 19 or 20 songs. Nice. And then I was like, okay, got to cut this down, you know, and yes. It was hard.
It is. Yeah. The art of the mixtape. You can't put it all. So with that, let's get this thing started. And your first pick, so the 12th song, is Back to Anonymous by Ben Folds.
Yeah, Ben Folds, for those who don't remember him, Ben Folds 5 was a big group back in like the late 90s, was probably their biggest, where they had their biggest hits, and he plays the piano. And so I think he made a lot of references there about kind of coming up in the business and having to drag around this piano. Mm-hmm. But now it's like 20 years later and he's still making music. Like, he had a new album this year, obviously, with this track, but this track kind of centers around how he's now not this superstar anymore, and he's kind of just gone back to anonymous. Now, he describes how he still has a really good life, and, you know, I don't think he has to work too hard for a living, but he describes how he misses it, and how it's like, you know, something that I think was maybe a big part of him at one point, and it probably at the time he probably got annoyed with it. But now that it's gone, he's kind of like, oh, I wish that were still here.
right. No, it's true. Yeah, he has that line about like strangers creepy that they know my name, something along that line, which is great. what's funny on that, what that made me think of is that my dog, you know, he wears like a vest. He's a pretty big dog. So I use a vest on him to like leash him. And I have one of those large Velcro names on his vest, you know, because anyway, so his name is on that everyone can see. And so people will greet him as I'm out walking him, you know, total strangers will say his name. And then my first reaction is like, wait a minute, how do you know my dog's name? And I'm like, right. it's being broadcast.
He's like Lassie. Everyone knows him.
Everyone knows him. Yeah. No, but honestly, he's becoming more popular than me in the neighborhood. It's pretty awesome. But no, it's funny. Yeah. I think it's like an interesting kind of double-edged sword, right? Fame. Like, it's kind of, I can imagine it's fun that people know who you are, but I can also imagine it can become a bit hellish that everyone knows who you are. So,
well, the way I always describe it is like people come up to you, strangers, like just as Ben Folds says here, and they know your name and they know something about you, right? But they don't really know you.
Right.
And so they're coming up to you with this level of familiarity. But on the other end, you're like, I have no idea who you are. And so for a moment, I'm sure there's always this like, God, do I know this person, or are they just kind of random person? And I'm sure there's been a lot of embarrassing moments where they think it's a fan. And then it's like, no, man, we went to college together. Remember? Right. It's like, oh, yeah, of course. So do you still want this autograph or should I right. stop signing your baby? No. So.
Yeah, that's Sharpie. That's going to take a while to come out.
Yeah, couple baths. They'll be fine.
All right, let's go on to your next pick, the 11th song of the year. This is I Feel the Love by The Heavy.
Yeah, I think you featured The Heavy on your best of. And so I just went with The Heavy, okay? I mean, I feel like, you know, and between the two of us with our actual like body weight, I think you doubling up on The Heavy and me just having one Heavy, we're pretty much equal at that point. Pretty much equal.
I like it. Yeah, I like the math there. That checks out.
Yeah, that works out both musically and in real life. But no, this was such a fun song and has such so much like kind of gospel energy to it.
Yes.
And man, I just going back and listening to it, I was like, man, I just love this. And so I listened to it again and again and again when it came kind of bubbling back up as I was putting together this best of. So that, you know, it had to be there on my top 12 just because I just love the energy from it. It gets me so fired up and, you know, feeling the love, everything about that. I mean, just love the messaging. So, yeah, just a great song, great energy song.
I agree. I'm glad you put this on the mix because I love it. And you're right. It absolutely has a gospel feel to it. I didn't catch that my first go around. I was reading my notes from earlier this year, but that's what I felt listening to it this time. And yeah, it just invites you to join in on the clapping and singing and get your mood up. And I love that. I think, you know, as we talked about in the last mix, there's nothing wrong with going to the new year with some happy energy. You know, let's not go into the new year with any kind of morose feelings.
Yeah, we're not going to sing Auld Lang Syne.
Yeah,
right?
Don't get us started on that again.
No,
yeah.
No, we're not going to be miserable. We're going to feel the love going into the new year.
Exactly. All right, well, a little bit of a mood shift here. And by a little bit, I mean like kind of a lot. But your 10th song is, and I'm not surprised this made the mix, Cast Iron Skillet by Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit.
Yeah, Jason Isbell was kind of everywhere, I feel like, this year because he had that HBO documentary come out and he had a new album as well. So he was kind of all over the place. But this was this was the song I featured this year, but any one of those songs from the new album could have been on here. This was such an interesting song. Like, I love how he puts together a song, but this one is kind of this sort of... you know, in reflecting on it again, as I'm listening to it again, it's like, it's almost like catching up if you ever like go home and talk to your parents. And it's mm-hmm. like, so there's a little bit of advice. Yeah, you know what you should do with that? You should do this. You know, don't watch that Cast Iron Skillet, right? Like, don't do this, don't do that. And then there's a little bit of like catch up on people, you know? Right. And that's kind of how the song lays out, is that he's kind of giving this advice. But then, you know, also mixing in sort of, yeah, this guy got stabbed 29 times. And it was like, wait, what?
Right.
And I feel like I've had conversations with my parents where they'll just drop things in that I'm like, hold on a minute. We should spend more time on that.
Right. Yeah, just like the casual like relative that died that they just didn't want to yes, bother you with.
Yeah. Well, you know, like, Aunt Sandy's not doing well. Wait, what? Hold on.
Right.
Anyway, do you use lemon scented pledge or just the regular pledge? Hold on, Mom, Aunt Sandy, just hold on. Gosh. Can we go back? Yeah, that's what this song feels like.
I love that. I think that's a good. Yeah, I agree with that. The other random thought I had listening to it this second time is that he has a really beautiful voice and it works really well for like what he's singing about. And then for some reason, my brain was like, "Can you imagine Little John singing these lyrics?" Like, I think. I think there's something to be said about, you know, making sure your style matches the lyrics. Because, you know, I love Lil Jon. I'm not sure he's right for this song.
That's a great point. As I wonder if there have been times where artists have tried to kind of, like maybe live in concert, tried to cover something.
Right,
and it's
right.
like just doesn't work.
It's not going to work here. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. No, you're right. Lil Jon could not pull this off. But Jason yeah. Isbell does a fine job.
He does a great job. Yeah, he does great. All right. The fourth song on the mix, the 9th song of the year. So happy because this would be my number one if I had to pick from your pool. So good. Scientists and Engineers, featuring Future and Earn Alan Kane by Killer Mike and Andre 3000.
Yeah, we're not getting a full Outkast album necessarily, but, you know, we got this one. And so I was like, this has got to be in the top 12 for sure. And in fact, in the top 10. I don't know. I just thought this was an awesome song. Like, going back and listening to it again, I was like, this is still great. The lyrics I'll highlight this time is, I think when Killer Mike comes in, he says, "Kicking that jazz, collecting my bag. I'm talking Millie, not talking Vanilli." Which is a great reference to Milli Vanilli, which if you don't know the story there, go back and read it, because that's a fascinating story as well. But yeah, really well done there on the lyrics. But yeah, I mean, look, these two are awesome. We're probably never going to get a full-on Outkast reunion, so we've got to savor the moments that we get where they are together.
I agree, yeah. And just like I wrote back in whenever this was on your mix, I'm going to listen to Outkast today because I just love it.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I need more Outkast in my life. This is a great song, and so I'm happy it made the top 10. All right, so with that, let's move on to the 8th song of the year, track number 5. Not surprising, no one lost any money on the Counting Crows showing up on your mix. This is Almost Woke You Up, the live version by Stephen Kellogg and the Counting Crows.
Yeah, so similar to what you did with Desert Raven, although they ended up at the top of your chart, I took a song like nobody knew that had been released like a decade ago right. And kind of took an updated version of it and put it in my best of. But yeah, this one was, again, I had no familiarity with this song or Stephen Kellogg previously, but I came across this track and I just love this live version. And I kind of get chills when, you know, Stephen Kellogg at the beginning says, "If any of you have ever wondered what a dream looks like when it comes true, this is it." Yeah. And he's performing this song with Counting Crows. Obviously, this is a big moment for him. But I also just love this song, right? Like, I just think this is a great song. I don't know, so many great lyrics in it, but it's really, really well done. And then you just get a little bit of Adam Duritz and the band behind him. So just a little bit of that Counting Crows, you know, lens, if you will, that we talk about, that filter.
Yeah, right.
Over
right.
it. Yeah.
Yeah, like the Dominic Fike and Weezer one on my track. Yeah, this is.
Right, right.
Yeah, I love that. No, it's a beautiful song. I really love the lyrics here. I love the bridge where he sings, "We were taught, we were told that we cannot have what we cannot hold." And to me, I really like that because I think there's a lot of things that we can't hold that we can have, like the feelings of love and joy come to mind. You know, like these are not tangible things, but we can absolutely have those without being able to hold them. So that's actually what stood out to me this go around whenever I listened to this song again. But really, really nice one. It is a beautiful track. All right. So 7th song here, number 6 on the mix. You went with still love everything about the name here. Evening Star Supercharger by Sparkle Horse. And I will note that it's off the album Bird Machine, which is also excellent.
Yes. A lot of great words used there altogether. Yes. I told the story of Sparkle Horse earlier this year. I mean, this is a band that ended their run in 2010 when their lead singer Mark Link has passed away. And the remaining members have just been working. And I won't say they've been just constantly working on it, but they've been working ever since then to kind of release the last work that they did. And that's what Bird Machine is. It's kind of their final album. This is the last work they did with their lead singer. And so this was one of the songs on there, and I was not familiar with them prior to discovering them here, but really, I mean, really appreciated them a great deal and was kind of sad to learn that this was going to be it. But it, you know, it's kind of a sad song, but I think it's really well done. Like musically, mm-hmm. I really like the sound of it. And yeah, just the lyrics are really strong.
I agree. What came to mind, not necessarily that they sound like Death Cab for Cutie, but it's like that same idea of like an airy song, but really tragic lyrics. that checks that box.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because at first you're like, oh, I really like the sound of this. And then you read through or listen to the lyrics and you're like, oh, I'm sad now.
That's right. Because it's got a little mandolin in it and it's kind of light. And it's like, oh, maybe this is going to put me in a good mood. But then when you dig in, it's like, no, this won't put you in a good mood. No.
All right. Well, hopefully this next song will, because it's a more upbeat one, we'll say. But 6th song, top 6. This is Love Feel by Jenny Lewis.
Yeah, Jenny Lewis. I was re-listening to this and some of her stuff from her new album this year, I realized she kind of reminds me of Sheryl Crow, but like she's just a little bit more subversive than Sheryl Crow, right? Like her songs have that kind of rock feel, rock pop folk feel to them, almost a little country too. But she's just got this subversive songwriting style. Like even in this one, it's almost like she's searching for the words to a country song and just is listing out all these things that get featured in country songs.
Right, right.
So I thought that was really, and she's just kind of having fun with it. And even at the end of it, if you listen to the very end of the track, they kind of stop the music and then you just hear her say, well, that was fun. And it was almost like that's, so I feel like that's very indicative of her music and her songwriting is that she's really having fun with it. Kind of putting these songs together.
Yeah, though I agree completely, and I love the song. And what I caught this go around that I didn't notice last time is that there's like an escalating amount of energy that she sings about. So it starts with like thunder and pouring rain, sugar in the gas tank, and then it becomes kind of fire and lightning, pleased to meet you, Mary Jane. So now we're throwing some drugs. And then it changes to fire and lightning, PCP and Mary Jane.
That's right.
It's a real steep climb there.
And things aren't getting better. Things aren't getting better. Yeah.
Certainly more energetic to go from sugar to PCP. So yeah, I really like that. And I really enjoyed the song. And yeah, it makes this one also similar. Just makes me want to go listen to some Rilo Kiley tracks because she was the lead singer of that group. So really nice. All right. Top five here. So fifth song of the year, you went with Yard Sale by Ben Harper and Jack Johnson.
Yeah, if I recall correctly, I think you really loved this one when it was on the new music mix earlier this year. Such a cool collaboration. They actually have a YouTube video where they're like playing the song in one of their kitchens. I forget which one they're in, but it's just the two of them and a couple of guitars. And that's just kind of a fun video to watch if you want to check this out. But this is, I don't know, like just re-listening to the song, I'm like, it's so good. I mean, of course, it's a very mellow tone, as you might imagine. Ben Harper sounds so much like Cat Stevens now. It's incredible. And they keep repeating this line. I'm pretty sure she's gone for good. But I think the later verse hit me this time when I listened to it. And they say, many days have passed now. I lose track of time. I hear your name mentioned. I wonder, do you hear mine? And I thought that was so good that like post breakup, you know, like every now and then you will hear that person's name. And just to kind of wonder like, wow, I wonder if they're ever like coming across mine. Like, what are they hearing?
Yeah. Honestly, I have chills right now. And like, you might not believe me, but literally that is a lyric I wanted to call out this time that I didn't catch that last time.
Yeah.
It's incredible. Yeah. That one really stood out to me because I do think about that a lot, you know, especially if it was like a bad breakup and you kind of like, you're wondering like, am I just the person that's not moving on? And they're like totally fine. I would have to imagine as I thought about that is like statistically, it seems that impossible that you wouldn't also that they wouldn't also be thinking about you at some point, unless they're a total sociopath, which is also possible. I feel like I've dated some sociopaths in the past. So
that's a fair point. Yeah, they should. There's no way they're so much better at moving on than you that this could never. Right.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I think.
In fact, you know, Sammer, I bet they're having a harder time than you are. Okay, give yourself some credit. Yes.
I appreciate hearing that. Thank you. All right. The fourth song of the year, number nine on the mix. Great pick here. Grim Generation by Portugal the Man.
Yeah, this is another song where I think maybe the tone of the music doesn't necessarily match the lyrics, right?
Yeah.
Because it's got this fun, like, it evoked kind of 50s vibes for me, right? Like just going back, like not quite like doo-wop, but just sort of that fun 50s pop sort of song. And so I love the energy of it. But then you get into the lyrics and yeah, they're talking about being born in this grim generation where there's kind of just bad news everywhere. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I think that's what we all talk about sometimes when we talk about the ills of social media. And I've joked about it on this show that no matter what you believe, if you watch the news or listen to the news or go on social media, there's somebody telling you something dear to you is going away for good.
Right. Totally.
So I think this song does a good job of you know, I don't know, kind of ironically putting this peppy music against this backdrop of sort of all the bad news we're hearing.
Yeah, I agree. It has, you know, very similar to the other track in the mix. It's like that quirky alt song, like alternative sound to it. But then, yeah, the lyrics are just like, right, you know, we're kind of stuck in this grim generation, you know, got the monkey on my back. And then, you know, we're right back where we started is another line that I called out previously that I still really like, of this sense of we're just kind of like looping. And that's not great. That also kind of, when you think about that, that brings you down a little bit.
Well, so, it's a good thing and a bad thing, right? Like in a sense, it's like, wait, there's always been kind of chaos going on in the world, right? But yes. Yeah, like you said, it's like, why aren't we fixing these things?
Right. Yeah, no kidding. All right. The third song of the year. Love this pick. I love all of these, actually, these top three. So this is I'm Not Pretty by Megan Maroney.
Yeah, this was like when I revisited this one, I was like, man, I just really love this song and the way she, I mean, just, I just ironically says, I'm not pretty. Like the whole story setup is, you know, her ex-boyfriend's new girlfriend is scrolling through Instagram, right? Mm-hmm. And you know, where the title of the song comes in is, yeah, go ahead and say, I'm not pretty, right? You and your friends sitting around. And of course, she's very pretty. So I like the confidence there of just kind of dismissing that altogether. But also what struck me this time was how effortlessly she sounds, right? Where it's almost like if she was just sitting there telling me a story, it wouldn't sound too much different from her singing voice because mm-hmm. it's so like just the way she presents it. She's not like straining necessarily to sing. It's just much more, I don't even know how to describe it, but it's very easygoing, but I really like that.
Yeah, I wonder if that's part of like the confidence of how she can sing this. Like she's got the confidence to say, go mm-hmm. ahead and say I'm not pretty, you know?
Yeah.
And that comes through in her singing, and that would also come through in her just telling you the story. I think that's probably it. But it's funny because like the same thing struck me last time as this time, which is at first blush at the title, you're like, oh, well, this is going to be like a downer song, you know, like yeah. with the title of I'm Not Pretty. But then it's the complete opposite. It's like a self-empowering song of like, you're okay with someone telling, you know, saying you're not pretty because you know better. Like, you know that you are and you don't care. So it's great. I think,
right.
you know, if we ever did a volume two of Get Over Your Ex, which is actually one of our more popular mixes, which I love, I think this would definitely have to go on.
This would definitely be on there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead and say I'm not pretty. It's not true.
Yeah, it's not true. All right. The second song of the year. Absolutely agree with the position of this one. And it is Dawns by Zach Bryan featuring Maggie Rogers.
Yeah, Zach Bryan and Maggie Rogers, two favorites here at Super Awesome Mix. Not just for us, but also Jen Tully on her show. She loves Maggie Rogers. So, of course, these guys had to be up here, right? But this is just such a fantastic song. Not only is the music really powerful and evocative here, but, you know, both of these guys come in and sing the same verse, right? Like the same mm-hmm. words, but in their own way. And I just think it's so cool the way they did that, that, you know, the voices become kind of these instruments that make you feel a certain way. Because you get Zach Bryan initially, and then at the end, it's Maggie Rogers. And, you know, the music's kind of swelling at times in the song. And, but yeah, just the way they don't really change the lyrics at all between the two of them, I thought was really unique. I think a lot of times in these songs, when you get two voices, they're kind of going back and forth, like in an argument. Here, it's like they're saying the same thing, and there seems to be this conflict, which is really cool.
I agree. Yeah, I love that where, you know, you can be both saying the same thing, but you're saying it so differently than one another and you're feeling different, you know, things. You still have a different point of view, even if you feel kind of, yeah, or looking in the same direction. Love this track. Yeah, I think that both of their voices are just so haunting in it and it's just so powerful. And it's a, you know, it's kind of a sad song, my understanding of dealing with loss and that is true of dealing with loss. It's like you can both experience the same loss, but you experience it so differently. Even if it was someone that was, you know, both or close to both of you, it's still going to be different. It's still going to have the, you know, a different bit of a mix for you, but so happy that it was number two. Yeah, this is a great song, and I'm here for Zach Bryan and Maggie Rogers. I think they should do more work
yeah,
together.
We will have all the collaborations they want to do, I think.
Exactly. Speaking of great collaborations, these two work also so well together. The number one song for you for 2023 is Chant by Macklemore featuring Tones and I.
Yeah, so when I went back and listened to all these songs and I'm trying to pick the song, like when I got to this one, I was like, why haven't I listened to this just every day when I wake up in the morning? Because it's just awesome as far as getting you in the right mindset and getting you ready for just about anything. And whether you're down, whether you're already up, like whatever it is you've got going on, like this should be the song, right? You know, like the song Tones and I comes in at the refrain and she's like, what are you waiting for? Like that's something that kind of comes up again and again. And it's just a ton of confidence coming through on this song. I just love it. And I thought it's the perfect song to be on our last new show for 2023, because as you're getting ready for 2024, like, hey, whatever it is that you want to do, like make a plan, set some goals, go do it, right? And just listen to this song on repeat over and over, because this is what's going to be, you know, kind of your anthem as you go along there. I mean, I think just for us and this network and this show, you know, we're working on new shows. We've got some big plans for next year. So again, I mean, I think this was the perfect song to end the year on, because we're going to have a big year in 2024. So we're excited. Everybody out there is going to be there along with us. But yeah, this one had to be the first one, you know, my number one pick.
Yeah, I love that you did that. And I completely agree with everything you said. And I mean, I wrote here that I literally get chills listening to this song. And it's going to be in one of my wake up playlists, because I do want to start the day with that kind of feeling of like, hey, what are you waiting for? You know, it's like the world is yours if you go after it. And I really also love this lyric, actually stood out to me this time. The pain is where faith is born. Are you alive yet? Are you alive yet? Mm-hmm. And I think that is just so powerful, because, you know, it's oftentimes, you know, you read this a lot, and I've experienced this in my own life. It's not necessarily what happens to you that defines you, but it's like what you do with that defines you. And so I think, you know, unfortunately, a lot of us deal with pain and suffering of varying degrees. And it's just a matter of like, what do you do next? And so it's like that question of like, are you alive yet? Like, are you going to take that pain and, you know, draw faith from it that you can go do great things? And like, that's just going to push you forward. So I think it's so powerful. And there's a lot to unpack in the song. So really love that it was your first pick, and absolutely excited for 2024 and what comes next.
Yeah, no, I think I'm definitely going to be listening to this one the rest of 2023, and I'll be fired up as we start 2024. So there it is. There's my top 12 for 2023. Like I said, this is our last news show, so the next few weeks you're going to get some best of, some reruns, some mixtape rewinds, I think, as we call them. We're going to be back with a new show on January 11th. Okay, so mark your calendars now. That's when we're going to come back with a new show. But, you know, in the meantime, go ahead and go back and listen to all the shows from this year if you missed any. You know, a great gift for a friend is to share this show. Okay, great gift for us. Leave us a review. Okay, follow us at Super Awesome Mix. Also, if you're looking for a last minute Christmas gift, you could check out our merch store. I think we've got all kinds of cool stuff in there right now, and more cool stuff to come. So all of that's right there for you. All right. But we're definitely going to be back for season 4 next year. Samer, thanks for another great season.
Yes, thank you. I honestly couldn't believe it to hear we're going to be back for season 4. Like that's amazing.
We got renewed. So we renewed ourselves. Yeah.
Thank goodness for that. No, what a pleasure it's been. And like I said earlier at the top of the show, thank you all for listening, and it really means a lot. It's awesome. It's awesome to engage with all of you. You can continue to do so at Super Awesome Mix. Send us some DMs, and we will always happily respond.
All right. So everyone, enjoy the holidays. Have a happy new year. We'll see you in January. And for Samer, this is Matt. We'll see you then. Super Awesome Mix is brought to you by DLM.
Make shopping easy with DLM, the one-stop shop for all your casual clothing needs. Shop DLMSupplyCo.com and enter the promo code AWESOME at checkout to save 15% off your first purchase. That's DLMSupplyCo.com.